Go ahead. Name a French rock and roll band. Okay, we're waiting. Kind of proves the point, doesn't it? While the Beatles and Rolling Stones were leading the British invasion around the world, French stars like Jacques Dutronc, Serge Gainsbourg, and Les Frères Jacques never won much of a following in the English-speaking world. But now, a new band is bringing 1960s-style French pop to America. The band is called Les Sans-Culottes, and even though they hail from Paris, their home is New York City. Ben Shapiro reports.
Bill Carney had been playing in rock bands since his days growing up in Detroit. When one of his hometown friends moved to Paris, he went for a visit, and it was there, during a heated discussion about rock and roll, that a French woman accused him of being an American music snob.
I think, like a lot of Americans, I thought that French and rock and roll didn't go together, and she insisted I listen to this French music. She's like, surely you've heard of Serge Gainsbourg, you've heard of Je T'aime. I'm like, you know, sorry, I've never heard that record. You know, that wasn't like something they played in Detroit.
Je t'aime. Je t'aime. Oui, je t'aime.
Singer-songwriter Serge Gainsbourg was a pop icon in France for nearly 30 years, often compared to Bob Dylan. He and actress Jane Birkin released this duet in 1969, and with its heavy breathing, it seemed so provocative at the time that it was banned from radio stations in Spain, England, and Italy. Je T'aime swept across Europe to become one of the few French international pop hits, and even made the charts in the U.S. But when Bill Carney first heard it in Paris in 1996, he wasn't so impressed.
I guess it was the kind of the strings and the whole heavy breathing, you know, it had a sort of weirdo novelty effect.
But before long, some of the things that first annoyed him about the music began to fascinate him.
I just found myself listening to it obsessively over and over. Like, they're actually doing rock and roll as I know it, but then they're putting this surreal layer on top of it. And I thought, you know, why is this a secret? People should know about this kind of music. And even if it meant doing my own maladroit interpretations of it, just trying as best I could to do it.
Back in New York City, Carney started a band named Les Sans-Culottes after the citizen soldiers of the French Revolution.
When we were first starting the band, we weren't really sure how to deal with singing all these songs for people in New York who don't understand French, presumably. I'd heard a concert of Edith Piaf at Carnegie Hall. She was singing some of the songs in English, and this other songs that she was doing in French, she would do an introduction beforehand with her Edith Piaf accent, and I thought, well, that's how you do it.
So I have a song for you now, which comes from, it's a very bitter song. It's, I am not bitter, I am over it, I don't care.
As the leader of Les Sans-Culottes, Bill Carney took on the name Clermont Ferrand, a world-weary rock chanteur, chatting up the audience between songs. The other members of the band also took on French characters.
My name is Verena Wiesendonger, and my stage name is Céline Dijon.
I'm Jeremy Parzon. I play guitar in Les Sans-Culottes. I'm known as Quel Dommage, also known as Calvino Di Maggio, the one Italian member of this French band.
Joining them are singer Kit Kat Lenoir, bassist Jean-Luc Retard, Mars Chevrolet on keyboards, and Harry Covert on drums. They were so convincing that when they played in Montreal, members of the audience would come backstage and compliment them on their French.
But I came to realize that they weren't really talking about my French. They were talking about my French-accented English. Seemed like an accurate rendition of a French person speaking with an American accent.
This song written for Les Sans-Culottes by Monsieur Georges Besson. It's a tale about a group of animals which escaped from the zoo in Paris. It's part of a long tradition of these animals taking revenge. The place is Paris. It's nighttime and daytime, and the time is now. SOS telephone.
I grew up in Paris and was born and raised there. And so when I came into the band, I was like, really? You guys do this stuff? This is so old and strange and funny to me. It's like an anti-Sinatra cover band or something. I was like, I agree to do this if it's only temporary, because I'm French and it's a little bit embarrassing for me to speak with a fake accent. But, you know, the music was good enough for me to stay on 4 years later. Tous mes jours sont pareils. Je me réveille au café. J'y trempe mon croissant au beurre. Et puis c'est l'heure d'aller bosser. Ça fait rien. Je suis bien.
At some point, it occurred to us, why don't we start to write some music in this genre? And I even want it to sound like something old. Once you embrace this idea of plagiarism as a positive thing, it's this immensely liberating experience. We all started to blossom as songwriters.
Allô, allô, je t'aime, je t'aime. Allô, allô, je t'aime, je t'aime. Allô, allô, comment tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle Céline, comment tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle Jean-Luc, tu es très belle.
Toi tu es très beau,
allez, let's go.
I think in rock and roll there's a lot of impersonation going on, in the same way that the Rolling Stones wanted to be Muddy Waters. I feel I'm doing the best I possibly can, given the fact that I'm American, at being Serge Gainsbourg.
I grew up all my life as a Beatles fan, and I learned the canon note for note, every album inside and out. If I were to apply that, the best I could really achieve today would maybe getting to be in a Beatles tribute band. But by applying that same approach to French music, I finally got to be the Beatle that I never was.
Allô, allô, je t'aime, je t'aime. Allô, allô, je t'aime, je t'aime. Allô, allô.
Les Sans-Culottes has several albums out, mixing their own songs and French pop covers. They play in clubs around the U.S. and in Canada, and they hope someday to get to France. For NPR News, this is Ben Shapiro in New York.
Allô, allô, je t'aime, je t'aime. Allô, allô, je t'aime, je t'aime. Allô, allô, comment tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle Céline, comment tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle Jean-Luc, tu es très belle.
Toi, tu es très beau,
allez, let's go.
J'ai quelque chose, mais sûrement pas pour toi.
Allô, allô, je t'aime.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Hello, and je t'aime to you too. I'm Scott Simon.